even I enjoyed it from the sense the spirit. What a blessing it is to enjoy our Lord Jesus. We're just going to spend the next brief period of time encouraging the saints. We've been getting into a book called Lessons on Prayer. And the first 10 chapters of this was primarily on the meaning of prayer and the organs that are used. Now we move into chapters 11 and 12, which speak to the nature of prayer, the nature of man's prayer before God. So chapter 11 is on prayer and abiding in the Lord. And the chapter starts off with the verse John 15:7, where it speaks to abiding in the Lord and allowing His word to abide in us. Now, what does that mean to abide in the Lord? I was really touched and gained some fresh new revelation getting into this week. Saints, the reason why we need to abide in the Lord is so that we can pray prevailing prayers. It's so that we can pray prayers that really count and are effective in the Lord's eyes. Amen. Simply put, abide means to remain in the Lord. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul prays that the Lord would make room in our hearts. Now, when the Lord makes room in our hearts, that doesn't necessarily mean that we just dwell there, but it means that we need to remain there. The Lord needs to be a permanent resident, not just a part-time guest. I was really touched that when we're in the Lord, that implies an organic union. But when we abide in the Lord, that means there's the fellowship. Now, the example that was presented in this chapter is something that I think some of us can testify, myself included, in this matter of losing our temper. We all experience that moment when we're about to lose our temper, and then we sense, oh, if I'm about to lose my temper, I may lose the fellowship or presence of the Lord, and we went ahead and lost our temper. What happened? Immediately, the sense is that the Lord may not be so near in our being at that particular moment. I was touched, though, if we abide in the Lord and remain in fellowship, it's not us that chooses not to lose our temper, but it's the Lord that works in us in that situation. So therefore, to abide is to have uninterrupted fellowship with the Lord. Saints, we need to abide in the Lord so that there's no interruption. There's so many distractions nowadays, but we just have to stay grafted in. You know, this picture of the branch in the vine, it's just always there, and it's receiving the riches. We need to stay attached to the vine to receive the riches. So how do we maintain this abiding? There's two aspects that are brought up. One is the blood, and the second is the anointing. Very briefly, with the blood, the verse is 1 John 1:7. Where it speaks to the cycle, the cycle of life, where we have, and it doesn't matter when you come in, you just need to get into that cycle. So it starts with the eternal life, and then the fellowship of the eternal life, which brings in the divine light, and which brings us to the blood of Jesus Christ. So it's through this cycle that we're reminded that we just need to confess, apply the blood, so that we have a clear conscience. I think last week our brother Paul mentioned the matter of the conscience and keeping our heart open and soft towards the Lord, this is key to continually come to the blood. Also in 1 John 2:7, we have the matter of the anointing. Now, what is the anointing? The anointing is the moving of the Spirit. You could say it's the painting of the Spirit. When we're in the anointing, the Spirit witnesses with our spirit. Now, what does it look like to walk according to the Spirit? It just means that we have this inner consciousness within. If we're constantly applying the blood and abiding in the Lord, then in those situations, like I said about the losing the temper, the inner consciousness sometimes will come in and cause us to stop, to maybe turn to the Lord. Amen. Instead of turning into our emotion, our mind, or even exercising our will. And saints, there's many, many opportunities to do this. The Lord has arranged our environment. Amen. The people that are around us, the traffic that is coming, that is bestowed upon us. There's just many, many opportunities for us to turn to the Lord. And the result of this is that we can pray according to God's feeling. We can understand the Lord's intention. And we can be in agreement with His desires. Now, I think I'm running out of time. So, real briefly, the second portion is on prayer and the Lord's Word, the relationship with the Lord's Word. Now, as a young person, I've been told, read your Bible. And this is something that we tell the young people, but we also need to tell ourselves, saints, read your Bible. Why is it so important to read the Bible? Well, we see that if we pray according to ourselves, if we pray according to ourselves, there's no spiritual value in what we pray. But prayers that result in the Lord's moving within or that are initiated by the Spirit, these are prayers of great weight. I enjoyed this quarter at Bellevue College. We've gotten into the Gospel of John, where we see that in John chapter 4, God is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. But in John chapter 6, we see that the Spirit is life. And therefore, the portion that really touched me, I just want to read so that there's the proper utterance. And this is a very sobering matter. And it has to do with our reserve and inspiration. It says, what is the reserve? The reserve is the Lord's word in the Bible, having been stored in our being. What is inspiration? Inspiration is the Lord's word received from the Spirit. So unless we have the word of God wrought into our being, we may not have as much reserve. If we don't know what to pray sometimes, we may not have that inspiration. That stems on the importance of being in the Word, so that the Word, the Logos Word, becomes Rhema in our practical experience. And therefore, as a result of God's Word being wrought into us, we can know the inner desire of God's heart to be able to pray prayers according to God's will and God's purpose, to be one with the Lord. So that's all the time we have. And as the brothers have mentioned, we have many copies in the book room. So if you haven't had a chance to pick one up, strongly encourage you to pick up a copy. And we'll get into chapters 11 and 12 this week. Amen. Amen.